I'm in it for the long run. The minutes and the years. I'm in it for the long run. The hours and the days. I'm in it for the long run. The laughter and the tears. I'm in it for the long run. Even though you're far away.
Well, hello there. This is Jim Rooney, and I am in it for the long run. Welcome back to this series of programs where we're exploring my more than 60-year journey through the musical world. And we're getting pretty close to the present, folks, so we're going to wind it up with this program, and it's been so much fun doing this, and I hope you've enjoyed it as well. We're going to go to a couple of years back in 2012, around Christmas time. Tom Rush decided to do a show at Symphony Hall in Boston celebrating his 50 years as a performer. And that's quite an achievement for anyone. And it was a great night and lots of guests, David Bromberg, Jonathan Edwards, Don Flemings, Buskin and Bateau, lots of folks joining Tom in this celebration. And I was asked to help mix the album, which was a pleasure for me. Now here we go with Tom doing Drop Down Mama.
Is Drop Down Mama let your daddy see you got something there, baby, keeps on worrying me. Mama, don't allow me, baby, fool around all night long. She said you might be too young, son. Some woman might treat you wrong. You know that Jack of Diamonds told the Queen of Spades, said you come on, baby, start your creeping ways. My mama don't allow me, baby, fool around all night long. She says you might be too young, son. Some woman might treat you wrong. You get away from my window, you stop scratching on my screen. You're a evil woman, I know just what you mean. My mama don't allow me, honey, all night long. She said you might be too young, boy. Some woman might treat you wrong. Go ahead, somebody. At night. said you might be too young, son. Some woman might treat you right. Big city women, they sure do make me tired. Got a handful of gimme, got a mouthful of much obliged. My mama don't allow me be a boogie all night long. She said you might be too young, son. Some woman might treat you wrong. Let you daddy see you got something there, baby, keeps on worrying me. My mama don't allow me, honey, to fool around all night long. She said you might be too young time. Some woman might, oh, she might. You're wrong.
Oh, Tom Rush there, Symphony Hall, December 28, 2012, and lost nothing in 50 years. And listen to this now, his one of his signature songs. Verge for going.
And I woke up today and found the frost perched on the town. It hovered in a frozen sky and gobbled summer down. When the sun turns traitor cold and shivering trees are standing in a naked row, I get the urge for going and I never seem to go. And I get the urge for going when the meadow grass is turning brown and summertime is falling down, winter closing in. And I had a girl in summertime with summer colored skin. And not another man in town my darling's heart could win. And when the leaves fell trembling down and bully winds did rub their faces in the snow, she got the urge for gold to let her go. And she got the urge for gold when the meadow grass was turning brown, the summertime was a falling down, winter closing in. The warriors of winter. I give a cold triumphant shout, and all that stays is dying, and all that lives is getting out. You see the geese in chevron flight, flapping and a-racing on before the snow. They've got the urge for gold, they've got the wings to go, and they get the urge for gold when the meadow grass is turning. Summertime is a falling down, winter closing in. But I'll ply the fire with kindling and pull the blankets to my chin. I'll lock the vagrant winter out, bolt my wandering in. I'd like to call back summertime and have her stay for just another month or so. She got the urge for gold, guess she'll have to go. And she gets the urge for gold when the meadow grass is turning brown, and all her empires are falling down, winter closing in. And I get the urge when the meadow grass is turning brown, summertime is a falling down,
Tom Rush there from his 50th anniversary album. Live at Symphony Hall in Boston, December 28, 2012, and I was privileged to be asked to mix that album, and it was a pleasure to listen to Tom do that song again, as he has for nearly 50 years. He was the person that brought Joni Mitchell to my attention and to the attention of all kinds of other people, he is just one of those performers that gets better and better, I think, with age. That was a wonderful thing to be able to participate in. I have another friend, Mickey Clark. You've heard Mickey on a previous program. Mickey's another long-termer. He's been at it for about 50 years, too, and he hasn't become a household name, but he is a good artist, a wonderful artist, living in Louisville, Kentucky. And Mickey asked me about a year and a half, 2 years ago, to come up to Louisville and help him make an album, as we had 3 or 4 years earlier. And he's turned into one of my favorite artists, and late in life I came to Mickey, and I'm happy I did. So here's a song that explains why he does this. It's called Reasons and Rhymes.
I'm a victim of the picking, I gotta keep my ticker ticking, cause there's always one more song I wanna run. I got a woman who's been with me since way back in the 60s, and she seems to understand the picker's plight. She puts up with my addiction to poems, truth, and fiction, but she wonders where I am sometimes. When I'm out riding midnight fences in those neon circumstances, rounding up new reasons and rhymes. I guess it goes back pretty far when I got that first guitar for 14 bucks at the pawn shop downtown. It was not a well-known brand, and even though it hurt my hand, I knew that I was hooked on the sound of a six-string acoustic. I knew I had to play my music and follow my heart on down the line. And I'm still riding midnight fences in those neon circumstances, raining in new reasons and rhymes. The village singers, we hit the trail in 64 to Lauderdale, where the girls were at folk music too. It was back when that mighty wind did blow, before their first Ed Sullivan show, when the Beatles rocked the music world we knew. We headed up to New York City in that old 54 Chevy, to the village in the heart of those changing times. We were riding midnight fences through those neon circumstances, turning on to new reasons and rhymes. I've played in Nashville and Chicago, Austin, Philly, and Toronto, but I found that there's no place like home. Me and my wife have a son. I've been blessed in what I've done. Playing music now's a treasure all its own. I admit my addiction to poems, truth, and fiction, but I wonder where I'm going some. When I'm out riding midnight fences in those neon circumstances, rounding up new reasons and rhymes. I'm still riding midnight fences in those neon circumstances, raining in new reasons and rhymes.
Mickey Clark there with Reasons and Rhymes, and Poets, Truth, and Fiction. I like that line. And Mickey and I have become very good friends in the last few years since we've gotten to know each other. And as he mentioned in that song, he was all over the place. He was in the village in the 60s, and then he was traveling to Austin, to Nashville. He lived in Nashville for several years. But he's made it back to Louisville and Kentucky, which is actually where he belongs. And here's a song called Take Me Back to Kentucky with a great fiddler, Michael Cleveland, playing on it.
Take me back to Kentucky, where the mighty Ohio River flows, where the grass is blue and the troubles are few. There's friendly people everywhere you go. It's not Versailles, it's for sale. Thank you, Mademoiselle. It's Paris, not Paris, don't you know? I like my chicken fried with some burger on the side. Take me back to Kentucky, that's my home. I love those rolling hills of Kentucky, where thoroughbreds run wild in the wind. There's tobacco farms and folks spinning yarns. Muhammad Ali's still the champion. The finest bourbons from our stills. There's other cash crops in the fields. There's nothing like Derby Town in May. I've traveled far and wide, but buddy land, say it's a lie. Kentucky is my home, I'm proud to say. I love to hear that bluegrass music Bill Monroe brought alive. And I can still hear brothers Don and Phil. Those harmonies will never die. Where the chicken's finger licking, to the mouth dead, that finger picking, the sun shines bright in my Kentucky sky. Music Sammy Bush brought alive. And I can't still hear brothers Don and Phil. Those harmonies will never die. Where the chicken's finger licking, good and Merle did that finger picking, till the sun shines bright in my Kentucky sky. So won't you take me back to Kentucky, where the mighty Ohio River flows, where the grass is blue and your troubles are few. There's friendly people everywhere you go. It's not Versailles, it's for sale, Sankey, Mademoiselle. It's Paris, not Paris, don't you know. I like my chicken fried with some burgoo on the side. Take me back to Kentucky, that's my home.
Oh, take me back to Kentucky there, Mickey Clark and Blue Norther, his great band from Louisville, Kentucky, with the wonderful fiddler Michael Cleveland helping out there. And that is where Mickey belongs, and that's where he's staying. And I guess when we play music, sometimes we come up with a song that actually maybe has a bit more impact and meaning than other songs. And in Mickey's case, when he was a young kid, his dad used to take him to fights. And, of course, Muhammad Ali was the great fighter from Louisville, Kentucky. But there was another fighter at the same time named Rudell Stitch. And Mickey was a basketball player, and he used to run, and he got to know Rudell. They used to run together. Rudell was a young man, but he already had a family. He had five or six kids, and he was an up-and-coming young boxer. And Muhammad Ali himself said that Rudell Stitch could give him a run for his money any day of the week. And he was becoming a contender, and he had, in one case, he'd like to fish. It was on the Ohio River, and a friend of his was fishing with him and fell into the river, and he rescued him, and he got the Carnegie Medal for that. And a couple of years later, he was going up to New York to sign a contract for a major heavyweight fight, and he was fishing again. And this fellow once again fell into the river, and Mickey, without Rudell, without thinking, he just jumped in after him, and this time he didn't make it back. Well, that was the end of his career, and obviously, and Mickey never forgot this man. All these years later, he decided that he was going to take it upon himself to make people aware of Rudell and what he had done, his self-sacrificing nature. And he also got another Carnegie Award for the second time, but of course he wasn't there to get it. At any rate, so Mickey wrote a song for Rudell, and this has resulted in Rudell getting inducted into the Kentucky Hall of Fame, and a big banner with his picture downtown Louisville among all the rest of the Louisville heroes. And I was very, very pleased to be part of this record. And this is called Song for Rudell, and it begins with a fight introduction and then the song. Mickey Clark.
The Wednesday night fights are on the air.
Ladies and gentlemen, William H. King presents a 10-round bout in the welterweight division. From Louisville, Kentucky, at 145 and three quarters, Rudell Stitch.
It was back in the summer, 1958. I was young and green, the world was black and white. We sat in that smoke-filled armory crowd, me and my father watching Rudell fight. He was a Golden Gloves amateur boxing champ, a family man, newly turned pro. Behind on points to a veteran fighter, Charlie Cotton was in control. The bell sounded to start the 10th and final round, then the crowd jumped to their feet with a roar. When Rudell landed a right uppercut that sent Charlie Cotton to the floor. It was a knockout punch heard round the boxing world and witnessed by young Cassius Clay, who dreamed those same dreams as Rudell dreamed, being the champ one day. Rudell never won the title, but he still earned his crown. When he tried to save his friend, the Ohio River took him down. He may be gone, but not forgotten. This hero of Ali, I'm a better man for knowing him. He lives on in my memory. When the crowd was gone, I met him in his dressing room. Through my father, who filmed all his fights. Such a gentleman in this cruelest of sports. We became friends that night. I was headed off to college. Rudell lived in the project, still working at the meatpacking plant, with a wife and six kids and two fists of steel, on the road to one day be the champ. Rudell never won the title, but he still earned his crown. When he tried to save his friend, the Ohio River took him down. He may be gone, but not forgotten. This hero of Ali, I'm a better man for knowing him. He lives on in my memory. Was Friday night fights in New York and beyond. For Rudell, as his reputation grew, in a few short years he rose up to the top of the boxing world, ranked number two. The day before he was assigned to fight the champion, he was fishing on the dam when he heard the sound of his friend crying out from the swirling Ohio. He dove in and he fought his final round. Rudell never won the title, but he still earned his crown. When he tried to save his friend, the Ohio River took him down. He may be gone, but not forgotten. This hero of all, I'm a better man for knowing him. He lives on in my memory. Greater loving is nobody has been dying to a Carnegie hero, a fighter to the very end.
A song for Rudell there with Mickey Clark. And as I mentioned, Rudell is now in the Kentucky Hall of Fame, thanks in great part to Mickey's efforts and Mickey's song. So that's a great example of what a song can do, folks. We hope that our music makes a difference, and in this case, it really did. And now I'm going to visit with another old friend. Tom Paxton is another 50-year man, 50 years and plus, and I guess this program seems to be about longevity of one kind or another, and we're up to the present now. I just finished making a new album with Tom. This will be the fourth studio album we've made in the course of 20 years or so, and it just is always such a privilege to be with Tom and to be with a person who is so creative after all these years and all the success he's had. You know, he holds a lifetime Grammy for his songwriting achievements. And the first thing we're going to listen to is called The Mayor of McDougal Street, and you probably don't need to be told that that refers to the late, great Dave Van Ronk, who was a very, very, very good friend to Tom Paxton. They went through their early years in the village together, and this is Tom's tribute to Dave.
He's been gone for many years now, that's for certain. Left a vacant spot no man can fill. They closed the hall and someone drew the curtain. No one's replaced him yet, no one will. Hanging around the gaslight back in the day, laughing with Dave Van Ronk and hearing him play. It was green, rocky road and play it as it lays. The devil's on the bandstand, it's a hell of a tune he plays. But the devil puts down his banjo and he reaches for the blues when the mayor of McDougal Street's playing the blues. When Dave Van Ronk sat down, the room got quiet. He strummed a lazy chord on his guild guitar. Sounds so sweet it made you wanna try it. It made you dream of swinging on a star. Hanging around the gaslight back in the day, laughing with Dave Van Ronk and hearing him play. It was green, green, rocky road and play it as it plays. The devil's on the bandstand, it's a hell of a tune he plays. But the devil puts down his banjo and reaches for the blues when the mayor of McDougal Street playing the blues. Never knew a man to suffer fools less gladly, or to view this world of ours with more jaundiced eyes. I miss this friend of mine, I miss him badly. In this pygmy world of giants came stomping by. Hanging around the
gaslight back in the day. Laughing with Dave and Ron and hearing him play. It was green, green, rocky road and the pleasant place. The devil's on the bandstand, it's a hell of a tune he plays. But the devil puts down his banjo and he reaches for the blues. When the mayor of McDougal's Street playing the blues. The devil puts down his banjo and he reaches for the blues. When the mayor of McDougal's Street playing the blues. Rock, tap, and he got roar.
Tom Paxton there channeling Dave Van Ronk at the end with his salute to Dave, the mayor of McDougal Street, and I'm pretty sure Dave would like that song. It was the kind of feeling he really enjoyed. I had the great privilege of getting to know Dave. I'd met him in the village back in the 60s, but I wouldn't say we were friends or close acquaintances. But several years ago, Nancy Griffith put together a tour in Ireland, England, and Scotland, and Dave Van Ronk was on that tour. And so I got a chance to spend quality time on a bus and airports and hotels with Dave. And he was just a great character, a great storyteller, and a fund of information. He knew all kinds of stuff. And so I'm so happy that Tom wrote that song, and I think it's going to bring a smile to anybody's face that remembers Dave, which is the point of it all. Now, you know, Tom Paxton is a prolific songwriter, and not every song is destined for glory. He has some songs he calls short shelf life songs, which are very often political comments, but this one... this one's a ditty called Skeeter's Gonna Get Ya. And we were recording a studio in Nashville that has been owned by John Prine and David Ferguson, the engineer we were working with. And as it happened, John came by, and it just seemed that this was a perfect song for John. He, you know, Oh Boy manufactures fly swatters in memory of the line from Angel from Montgomery, but they'll kill mosquitoes too. And so this is called Skeeters Will Get You with John Prine and Tom Paxton.
Skeeters will get you if your screens ain't tight. They're bigger than robins and they're wild tonight. Skeeters will get you if your screens ain't tight and your screens ain't tight at all. Lorena, won't you come and scratch my back? Why? I'm leaving, but you know I'm coming back in style. Driving on a white foreign car, dressed like a foreign movie star. Think how happy you'd be if you took a little tip from me. Skeeters will get you if the screens ain't tight. They're bigger than robins and they're wild tonight. Skeeters will get you if your screens ain't tight and your screens ain't tight at all.
Lorena, come and see this truth I found. You were missing on the day they passed good sense around. If you had any sense, then you'd have to agree. If you had any sense, then you couldn't love me. Give me a sweet little kiss and just remember this. Skeeters get you if your screens ain't tight. They're bigger than robins and they're wild tonight. Skeeters get you if your screens ain't tight. Your screens ain't tight at all. Thank you.
gators to get you if your screens ain't tight. The bigger than robins and they're wild tonight. Skeeters to get you if your screens ain't tight. And your screens ain't tight at all. No, your screens ain't tight at all.
Oh my goodness, Skeeters will get you if your screens ain't tight. That's Tom Paxton, helped up there by John Prine. And now the title of this album is we just did it, and I'm talking to you around the end of 2014 here. This will be out in the beginning of 2015, which might be about the time you'll hear this on the radio. So the title of the album is called Redemption Road. And you know, at this point in your career, if you can come up with a song that is really special, it's still a thrill. And I think Tom feels that way about this song. There's a fellow that's been on the folk scene in Cambridge for many, many years named Jeff Bartley. And he played an instrumental on a National Steel Body guitar that he recorded. And I think it was just called Redemption. And Tom heard this instrumental and he told Jeff, he said, I need to write, I have a feeling I need to write the words for this. And it's now called Redemption Road. It's the title of this new album of Tom's. And we were joined by Janice Ian. Janice and Tom have been doing a lot of concerts together. And this is one of those special songs that's going to live on for a long time, I think. Tom Paxton's Redemption Road.
Paid the man all he was owed. Tipped my hat and walked away down that sweet redemption road. Put it down to yesterday. Come redemption, my old friend, when the sea life is old. Come and lead me to the end of that sweet redemption road. Looking back, I can't complain. I took out what I put in. Days of snow and days of rain and redemption in the end. Come redemption, my old friend, when the seeds of life are sown, come and lead me to the end of that sweet redemption. Some
12 days has flown, time alone will know my name.
Redemption Road there, Tom Paxton with Janis Ian singing with him, Jeff Bartley playing the National Steel guitar, and Jeff's melody and Tom's lyrics, and I think that's just a gorgeous, gorgeous song. And that's from Tom's brand new album, still at it after more than 50 years of making first-class quality songs and singing them so beautifully. Tom Paxton, that album's called Redemption Road. Well, we're coming close to it, folks, and I'm going to wrap up this whole series with basically talking about my friends Jack Clement and Alan Reynolds in Nashville, who gave me so many opportunities, and my home for many years. I had two homes. One was the Cowboy Arms Hotel and Recording Spa that Jack had, and another studio that Jack had built earlier called Jack's Tracks, which Alan Reynolds was in the process of buying from Jack when I showed up in 1976. And we're going to do a couple of things from an album. Alan decided a few years ago to sell the studio and kind of retire. And so I said, well, we have to have a wake. And Alan isn't Irish. He didn't understand the concept. But I said, it'll be a party. We'll say goodbye to the tracks in style. And I called up all the irregulars, along with Tim O'Brien and Sam Bush and Nancy Griffith. Jack Clement came over. And we started off with this song of Alan Reynolds called Wrong Road Again.
I can't seem to learn not to love you. You get to me every time. You're someone I just can't say no to, and you're so good at changing my mind.
Here I go down that wrong road again, going back where I've already been. Even knowing where it will end, there I go down that wrong road again.
See the web that you're weaving, you and your soft, easy line. Before I stop to think, I'm believing, and I'm falling for you one more time.
Here I go down that wrong road again, going back where I've already been. Even though I go down that wrong road again.
a big finish there from all the irregulars, Nancy Griffith and Jack Clement, singing with me on Alan Reynolds' song, Wrong Road Again, which was one of the early songs that Don Williams had out, and that was one of the songs that really got my attention back in the mid-70s about the music. I felt this sound of that Alan Reynolds was coming up with was different. It was acoustic. It was a mixture of folk and bluegrass and country, and that seemed to be the kind of music that was gonna work for me, and that's what got me there. I met Alan Reynolds and Jack Clement on the same day in April of 1976. What a big day in my life, and I never looked back. I moved down there, and they gave me so much, many opportunities. I can't say enough about them, so I won't go on and bore you with that, but here's another one of Alan Reynolds' songs, a great, great songwriter, and ready for the times to get better.
I've got to tell you, I've been racking my brain, trying to find a way out. I've had enough of this continual rain. Changes are coming, no doubt. It's been a too long time with no peace of mind, and I'm ready for the times to get better. You seem to want from me what I cannot give. I get so lonesome at times. I have a dream that I wish I could live. It's burning holes in my mind. It's been a too long time with no peace of mind, and I'm ready for the times to get better. It's been a too long time with no peace of mind, and I'm ready for the times to get better. To tell you, I've been racking my brain, trying to find a way out. I've had enough of this continual rain. Changes are coming, no doubt. It's been a too long time with no peace of mind, and I'm ready for the times to get better. I'm ready for the times. I'm ready for the times. Yes, I'm ready for the times. To get better. To get better. To get better.
Nice big major chord. We are ready for the times to get better. That's Alan Reynolds' song, and this is from the album we made, Farewell to the Tracks. It was in the nature of a wake. We were saying farewell to Jack's Tracks, the studio that Alan Reynolds and Jack Clement had worked in for so many years, and Alan was in the process of selling it. I want to mention all the irregulars here. Pat Alger, Richard Bailey, Sean Camp, Dan Dugmore, Kirk, Jelly Roll Johnson, Bill Kenner, Pat McInerney, Pat McLaughlin, Dave Parmer, Pomeroy, Pete Wozner, and on this album we also had Sam Bush, Tim O'Brien, Nancy Griffith, and the cowboy himself, Jack Clement, saying farewell to the tracks. And now we're going to hear Alan Reynolds and Bob McDill's tribute to Jack Clement, We Must Believe in Magic.
Matt is the captain of Alpha Centauri. We must be out of our mind. Oh, we are shipmates and bound for tomorrow. Everyone here is flying blind. We must believe in magic. We must believe in the guiding hand. If you believe in magic, you'll have the universe at your command. Matt is the crew bound for Alpha Centauri. Dreamers and poets and clowns. Mold is the ship bound for Alpha Centauri. Nothing can turn it around. We must believe in magic. We must believe in the guiding hand. If you believe in magic, you'll have the universe at your command.
Oh yes, that's the truth, friends. If you believe in magic, you'll have the universe at your command. And that was the cowboy's philosophy. And I was the beneficiary of that philosophy, and I believe in it to the depths of my soul. So we're going to wind this up now. It's been a long run, and it's been a fun run, and it's still going on. You know, I haven't closed up shop yet, but we're going to close up this series here. And, whoa, there they are. There's all the irregulars jumping in on me. No rest for the wicked. Thanks so much to Royalton Community Radio. Now, WFVR-LP, a great achievement. I'm so pleased to be part of that group.
On a train.
Thanks to you for listening to all these shows covering this 60-year journey. I hope you've enjoyed it and got something out of it, and I encourage you to look up all these artists on their websites and get their albums as much as you can from them directly. So we're leaving you with one of my theme songs, No Expectations. All the best. Thank you so much. This is Jim Rooney. I'm in it for the long run.